All praises to the Most High Yahweh, creator of all things, worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah to the Most High Yahweh. Also giving acknowledge to his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Yahweh Shah HaMashiach, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Sovereign of Sovereigns, also known as Yahusha, Yeshua, and Jesus. Also giving honor to the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, leading and guiding in all truth and righteousness, bringing all things to remembrance. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Talking Prophecy. This morning, we're going to be talking about the mystery of iniquity. And so hopefully, I'll be able to bring forth some light on the subject that will be edifying to the body. So we'll get right into it. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Yahweh HaMashiach, and by the gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of HaMashiach is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Most High, and that is worshipped, so that he as the Most High sitteth in the temple of the Most High, showing himself that he is the Most High. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause the Most High shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Very hairy, very, very heavy scripture. And we're going to try now to go and discern and break this down so we can understand the proper meaning and the proper times that this is supposed to occur. Okay, so I'd like to revert your attention back to verse 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of HaMashiach is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So we see a falling away must come first, and after the falling away, there's a second step, and that man of sin be revealed. So this day of Yahweh Shai that's at hand is referring to the marriage supper. I know many people think that this is the second coming. This is not the second coming. This is the marriage supper when Yahweh Shai returns for those that have oil in their vessels. You remember, all virgins are clean, but only five took oil in their vessels. So when Yahweh Shai comes back, they will be gathered, and they will go in to the marriage supper of the Lamb, which brings my attention to the next scripture I'm trying to show you to prove this point. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 21 25, 31, and 32. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whether they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord a power, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whether ye went. I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord power. When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols. I will cleanse you. 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your power. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord power. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Why did I take you through this? Because I want to show you, it's impossible for you to fall away already dead. We are in the land of our captivities. The vast majority of Israel is already dead. So if the Most High does not redeem you, you're already dead. You can't fall away. So before the falling away comes and that man of sin be revealed, you have to be clean. This is what 2nd Exodus is all about. The Most High will redeem you. You just read how you were profaning his name, how we were practicing abominations. We have idols before us. So when we're regathered, the Most High, he's going to do it. Not because we deserve it. That's the other thing you need to understand. This is not about how holy we are. We are in a very bad state when he regathers us. But he regathers us anyway, the good and the bad. This is why we have to understand that death is not coming for us now. Redemption is on the horizon for Israel. Every scripture you look at reading into the beginning of Exodus, 2nd Exodus, shows you that there is no death for you. When it speaks of mystery Babylon, come out my people, let you receive not of her plagues. That's letting you know there's no death. When the nation is being born, Zion, before her pain came, before she travailed, she was bringing forth. That's showing you there's no death involved in that. And the woman flees into the wilderness where she has a place prepared, a power, 1260 days, where she will be fed there. There is no death in these movements. This is all life. This is where you will go back and be washed and clean and sanctified and saved. This is the day all Israel shall be saved. After these events occur, now you have the capability of falling away. After you have been cleaned, the Most High Spirit is in you, a new mind, you can now revert back to death. This is what you must first understand before you expect to see an Antichrist. You have to understand first, redemption has to come to Israel. There will be no man of sin being revealed before we are redeemed. we're going to be redeemed. Once we're redeemed, then you have the capabilities of falling back and falling away. The rest of the world, though, once we're redeemed, if you don't cleave to Israel, you immediately will enter in tribulation for 1260 days. That's what the rest of the world is going to do. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be only one safe place, the land of Israel. So those who cleave, you extend your life. Those who reject, you immediately go into great tribulation. You know, the lawlessness, some sword, people picking up swords against the government, rebellion, you know, hunger, famine, all of these things we already see right now locking into place. But the thing is, it's not locking into place for Israel. It's locking into place for the rest of this world. They will go through tribulation first. And if those who do not take oil in their vessels or fall away from the redemption process, then they go through great tribulation. So again, what I'm saying is, once we're redeemed and gathered back into our land, the lands of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our lands, then we'll be cleaned. That's when we'll have the capability to fall away. Some will become lovers of themselves, seducing spirits, forsaking the covenant. All of these things will begin to happen, not only in the last days, because once Israel is redeemed, we go from the last days unto the last week, the last 7 years. The first 1260 days is a blessed type time, but people will take it way too far and they will fall away from the covenant in that time. And then the second half is where the man of sin is revealed and great tribulation comes in. So we're in the last days, but once we're redeemed, we're in the last week of the last days. And from the last week of the last days, then there'll come the last hour of the last days, which is the hour of temptation. Okay, so let's reread 2 Thessalonians chapters 7 and 8. Verses 7 and 8 and break it down. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So Apostle Paul wrote this, and he said during his time in the last days that this mystery of iniquity is already at work. So the mystery of iniquity was working 2,000 years ago in Paul's time, and it will be working right now as I'm speaking to you. The mystery of iniquity is still at work, and even all the way through the 1260 days, the mystery of iniquity will still be at work. So when we're back in the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the mystery of iniquity will still be working at that time. Again, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So there was someone allowing the iniquity. In Paul's day, it's the same someone allowing the iniquity right now. And he will still be the same one allowing the iniquity until he is taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. So we have two things. Someone is allowing the mystery of iniquity, and when he is taken out of the way, the wicked will be revealed. Now this is what we're going to explore and get into now. Through the next few scriptures, the points that will be proven will be Satan is the one that is allowing this mystery of iniquity to occur. We're going to prove that he will be taken out of the way. We're going to prove that the fallen angel will open that bottomless pit. We're going to prove that the beast will ascend out of that pit. We're going to prove that Satan will transfer power to this beast. And we're going to prove then that beast will go and stand within the temple, showing himself as if he is the Most High. Revelations 12:7-9. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found in heaven anymore. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, the spirit of iniquity. He was cast out. The spirit of iniquity, I added. It's not written there. That's coming from me. I threw that in to show you that this is how he deceived the whole world, through the spirit of iniquity. All right. 9. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So now you see he's taken out of the way. That the wicked one, the devil, with the one that's allowing the mystery of iniquity to occur, has now been taken out of the way. Revelations 9:1-2. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Revelation 17:8. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall, and the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. So we see the beast ascending out of that pit. Satan was taken out of the way, him and the fallen angels. One of the fallen angels had the key to the bottomless pit, which they opened. Once the bottomless pit was opened, the beast ascended out of the pit. Revelations 13:2. And the beast which thou saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, which is Satan, the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. I'll read that part again. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Revelation 13:4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? So we reread 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 7 and 8. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth, which is Satan, will let until he be taken out of the way. We saw how he was taken out of the way and cast to the earth. And then that wicked shall be revealed, because that angel opens that bottomless pit, and the son of perdition ascends out of that pit. Then he meets with Satan, who gives him his power and his seat and great authority. Matthew 24, verse 15 and 16, 17 also, 18 also. And we'll read until I hit the main points, and then that'll be that. So again, Matthew 24, verses 15 is where we're going to start. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. We're going to stop right there. Couple things. Remember the scriptures I showed you when we were returning to our lands. Our Messiah, Yahawashah HaMashiach, we just read his words. When you see, 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. We don't even know where Judea is at this point right now. We have no idea where Jerusalem really is at this time. You cannot see these events on this side. You have to be redeemed. Once you're redeemed and brought back into the land of our fathers, now we know where Jerusalem is. We know where Judea is. The temple will be rebuilt when we go back into our lands. And now you see this Antichrist, this beast, will enter into that temple and he will bring in the great tribulation. All right, again, one more time. 15, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. All the pregnant women, woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation. That's verse 21. So I just read from you Matthew 24, verse 15 through 21, where it says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So we see it then switches over to great tribulation. After the abomination of desolation, this Antichrist, this beast, the son of perdition, enters into the temple, showing himself to be the power. This is what's going to usher in great tribulation. So the main point of this particular video is to show you the spirit of iniquity that's working right now, the mystery of iniquity that's working right now, and how it's not going to be fulfilled in these lands, because we'll be redeemed first. And then Satan will be taken out of the way, the bottomless pit open. This beast will ascend from it, and then Satan will give him his power. Once he receives that power, he's going to go in and stand in the temple and usher in great tribulation. So I hope that this video, this podcast has been edifying to you. I love you. I want us all to be on the same page. I mean, in all that I'd say, check behind the scriptures to make sure I'm telling you the truth. And I say all things in love. So we give all praise to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, his only begotten Son, Yahawashi, and the Ruach HaKodesh. I love you, brothers and sisters. Until we meet again, Shalom.